Joining us from the New Mexico Family Action Movement, Jody Hendricks. We appreciate your time, Jody.
Of course. Thanks so much for letting me come on and help shed some light on some things.
Yeah, well, we typically have you in once a month, but, you know, with the Roundhouse in session, it's always great to get quick updates. And actually, I got one of your updates in my email, and it prompted me to reach out regarding HB 11. For those not familiar, it's the Paid Family Medical Leave Act mandate that's going to be coming to the Roundhouse floor, Senate or House tomorrow.
So it is now going to the Senate. HB 11 just passed the House, and it's now headed to its first committee in the Senate this Saturday morning.
Okay, now part of the reason we're letting you know about that, we want to educate you on what it is if you're not familiar. Some things can sound very good, but you get the facts and, okay. So we want you to have the information so you can communicate with your legislator, which, by the way, you can do so on any of these issues that we cover during the Roundhouse sessions. Go to NMFAM, that's NMFAM.org, and then in the Action Center there, you'll find the various issues and bills that are working their way through, and a real easy act now click. And like in 2 minutes, you can send your wishes to your legislators. Jody, I brought you in because you can so better than I articulate exactly what HB 11 is and what each of us should know about it.
Yes, I'm so glad that you had mentioned, you know, things can sound really good, but when you start to learn the facts, you realize that these are actually some pretty dangerous bills, and HB 11 is no different. So if passed, it will impose one of the largest tax hikes in New Mexico history. That's important to recognize. So this so-called, you know, family wellness leave is what they're now calling it. This family wellness leave program actually forces every worker and business to pay into a fund that will quickly become insolvent, leading to endless tax increases without your vote. So what does that sound like? It's taxation without representation, which is an irresponsible expansion of government control that will drain your paycheck and force small businesses to cut jobs just to keep up. So New Mexico families and business owners really need to understand the dangers of HB 11 and definitely take action on our Action Center to contact your legislators immediately.
Okay, and I want to key in on something you said. It's going to impact every business owner and every employee in the state.
That's correct. That's correct.
All right. And then the other thing I want to make sure people know, when you go to the Action Center and click on the Act Now, and what it essentially does is brings up a letter, an email, that all you need to do is fill in the fields for who you are, your address. Very easy to do, but it's also editable. Am I correct, Jody?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's actually a couple of ways that you can make it unique to you. So you can edit that email message. So you don't have to send the message we've created. We've done that for your ease. If you're like, I don't know what I would say. Well, we already have a message created, but you can edit that email and make it personal to you. But Steve, did you know that you can even do a video where you can go straight in, especially if you use your smartphone, go to the Action Center, click on that action link, click video right there at the top, and you'll be able to record yourself speaking to the legislators saying, this is who I am, and this is why I oppose this bill. This is why I'm asking you to oppose this bill.
All right. Some great information, and I want to thank you and all those that are working hard at NMFAM.org, New Mexico Family Action Movement, and I'm sure you'll keep us updated. Before I let you go, Jody, for those that are hearing us and saying, that's so political, I don't do politics, what would you have to say to them?
You know, I believe that as believers, we have to do certain things that Scripture mandates us to do. And that's, first of all, we're supposed to stand firm and take action on the things that the Lord has shown us are important. And specifically, God calls us to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. How can we do justice and see justice that honors God in our state if we do not give our biblical values a voice in the justice making process. And so that is something where I feel that every believer needs to stand firm and give our biblical values a voice in our lawmaking. Otherwise, you know, what are we doing to stand firm and take action in today's society for the things that God has shown us are important, which is our life, family, religious freedom, and on and on.
Well, Jody, I know you're busy today. You're going to be engaging in the Roundhouse, and we want to thank you for the time you've taken to keep us updated today, and we'll once again encourage the listener to go to nmfam.org, head to the Action Center, and not just HB 11. Check out all the various things in the Action Center. Lots of work to be done. Thanks so much for your time and for what you're doing there.
Thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate you.